With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Patty Holland and Kristen Kordecki. Kristen, both are with the TESH Project, and Kristen Kordecki is the executive director of the TESH Project. They're here to talk about that project, as well as the Shake Your Trail Feather. It's the second annual Shake Your Trail Feather festival that's going to be taking place in Parc des Ponts, Breaux Bridge, this weekend, this Saturday, from noon until 6 o'clock. And so I think we'll start off with Kristen talking about the TESH Project and how it got started and what y'all's mission is. Kristen?
Thanks for having us, Judith. Appreciate it. We started in 2007 in Arneville cleaning up Bayou TESH with Blake Cuvion and Anya Burgess. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Quickly, we gathered a number of volunteers who were interested in the same thing. And with the help of George Marks and Betty Roy, we named the organization the TESH Project, which stands for the TESH Ecology, Culture, and History Education Project. Mm-hmm. So it has a significance.
Yeah.
there are a few things that we focus on inside the TESH Project. One is the Cajuns for Bayou TESH program, which is led up by Blake Cuvion and Dane Thibodeau, who are really in charge of making sure that we keep our waterway clean and safe and navigable for our paddlers.
And then sort of annually pull up tons of trash.
Tons of trash.
from the bayou as well as the banks. And
mm-hmm. Yes, in the last 4 years we've actually recovered about 60 tons of trash and disposed of it properly. And so we're really transforming the way that it's looking and the way it's used.
Mm-hmm. So now that you have transformed the way it looks and really inviting and encouraging more people to use it, you have a lot of initiatives going on about the TESH itself and creating opportunities and ways for people to interact with the TESH. What are you all doing in as far as those?
One of the other programs that we're really trying to shape up right now is our history program with Mina LeBlanc. This program really looks at the land grants and the initial inhabitants who started to cultivate the land, the first Acadians who came to St. Martin, St. Landry Parish specifically. And we're also looking at we're looking at water quality issues. We partner with the Water Sentinels program and folks who live along Bayou TESH to regularly pull water samples so that we can keep an eye on the safety of the water for our paddlers and the users.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're a multi-platformed organization. There's some very practical issues, keeping it clean, but also cultural and historical aspects to what you're doing. And as you mentioned, you're doing this with kind of a small group, but with a lot of passion and vision among these people who really believe in the waterway.
We really are. We have a council of seven people, and we operate by consensus. We're a motley crew of folks who have one thing in common, and that's that we love Bayou TESH.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that really has drawn a number of people to us between companies, other nonprofit organizations. All the parish governments are on board with us. The sheriffs are on board with us, and the town mayors are on board mm-hmm. with us.
So about how many parishes are you all covering? I don't know exactly how many parishes the TESH touches, but what parishes are you all dealing with?
Well, Bayou TESH is 135 miles long, and it starts in Port Barry, ends in Berwick. Mm-hmm. And it goes through four parishes, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary.
So you're really having to do quite a bit of diplomacy as well, working with all of these parishes and their councils and different ways of dealing with the waterway.
We really are. The Bayou TESH in St. Landry and St. Martin is very different than where it is in Iberia and St. Mary. Mm-hmm. We have an historic dam, lock and dam, right in St. Martin Parish that we just recently submitted an application to the National Register of Historic Places. with support from St. Martin Parish government. But below the dam in Iberian and St. Mary Parish, we're really looking at a lot of industry, and we're looking at people who use the bayou differently than we do in St. Landry and St. Martin Parishes.
It's not just for recreation.
That's right.
Well, also talk about how you're really working on creating a trail and giving people a sense of how they can use this stretch of waterway. Because a lot of us, we think, oh, that's great, you're cleaning it up, Bayou Teche. Wouldn't have the first idea how to get there or how to enter into the waterway. So you're trying to make that easier for people, aren't you?
We are. And I think we can say with certitude that Bayou Teche is the most historically and culturally significant bayou in North America. And we want people to come and explore that, whether they live right here in Acadiana or they're visiting. And so several years ago, the Teche Project partnered with the National Park Service and UL CSET to develop a plan to put together for Bayou Teche, a management plan to draw paddlers and improve access. That plan was accepted a little bit over a year ago by the National Park Service, and so we've moved forward as the managers of that paddle trail plan. With the success of Tour de Teche that lasts for 3 days, we decided that what we needed to really do was those remaining days of the year really get people on the water as well. And so most recently we submitted an application to the National Park Service, and we will soon be on the National Water Trail System. Mm-hmm. And so the National Park Service will really be instrumental in driving tourism and promoting paddling on Bayou Teche for the folks that live here. So that's a significant component to elevating the status of Bayou Teche for paddlers and tourists. On top of all of that, we've actually partnered with UL and the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and altogether we're looking at about $300,000 that we're about to put on to Bayou Teche to improve access.
So what kind of improvements? Boat launches?
We have a number of cement boat launches, which is great for motorboats. What we want to do is make the bayou accessible for folks that have canoes and kayaks by putting out floating docks, and then making it hospitable for folks, whether we're driving people to towns and making kayak lockers available for folks to safely store their boats while they're exploring our towns, or building bathroom facilities so that folks can take a break.
So instead of going down the highways, they could just take their kayak down the Bayou Teche and visit some of these historic towns.
That's right.
And they would be welcome, and they could park their kayaks, and
that's right.
Which people used to do, I guess, 100, 150 years ago. It was much more common, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. That's a lot of work for your organization.
All volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. And really making it official, as you said, and making it more available and known to visitors from other places who are looking up interesting ways to get their boats in the water, their kayaks and paddle boats in the water. So you're going to be having this festival, the second annual Shake Your Trail Feather. A lot of the information that you're talking about will be available if people go to the festival this coming weekend. And I'm sure there's a website that people can also go to.
Yes, please go to touchproject.org, and I know that there's a Facebook site that's also being managed that gets that information out there.
And that would
be
Teche Project under Facebook as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So their website or Facebook, you can find out this information that Kristen's been talking about. Again, my guests are Patty Holland and Kristen Kordecki. Kristen is the executive director of the Teche Project. Patty Holland, very involved with it as well, particularly with the Shake Your Trail Feather Festival that will be held this Saturday in Bro Bridge. And there's a lot of components to this festival, Patty. There's the usual music and food, but a lot of great cultural information as well. So tell us about
it.
What time is it?
The festival, the second annual festival. We had the first one last year, put it together in like 3 months off of an idea that Christine Balfa conjured up because she said, you're doing such great things on the festival. We should celebrate this paddle trail. And let's call it Shake Your Trail Feather. And we loved it. And we put it together in 3 months and had a very successful festival and decided that we'd like to do it on an annual basis. So we're having our second annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival, which has definitely different components. So we have our historians going to be there with a booth to talk about the history and show the land grant, the old land grant parcels. We have a heritage tent that Louisiana Folk Roots is hosting, and they'll be doing interviews with experts on the bayou. They'll also be doing acoustic sets with the St. Bernard Children's Ensemble. They and then they'll have Corey Ledet doing the History of Zydeco program that he does. And so that's real interesting and informative. And then on the main stage, we're going to be having live music for free. And we'll have Makers Reel starting it off. And then Christine Balfe's band, Bonsoir Catan. And then last, Corey Ledet and his full Zydeco band.
So you can have your fun, enjoy the music and dance, and get a lot of really valuable information about the Teche. And as Kristen was saying, it's a very important waterway and was particularly crucial to the development of South Louisiana with the Acadians. So often you read accounts of, and they arrived on the Bayou Teche, you know, and disembarked in this little town. And we forget that sometimes.
Right. Just
how
for the longest time, the Teche was the main artery of commerce.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, that's how the town sprung up, and you know, now we're trying to build another economy, a trail based economy, and you know, developing the paddle trail for that. One of the unique features about this festival is that we're promoting folks to come via kayak or canoe to the festival, or bike or car, any way you want to come. But we are having two organized opportunities for them to paddle to the festival, leaving from Poche Bridge. And if anybody's interested, they can contact the Lafayette Paddle Club. And they're going to be taking folks who already have canoes and kayaks, you know, meeting up with them and then going down from Poche Bridge, which is a two-hour paddle. And so they can paddle to the festival. And if you don't have a kayak or canoe, you can contact Corey Work at Bayou Teche Experience. And he's an outfitter in Breaux Bridge, and he has, you know, the ability to charter for them. So, so you know, if and for those folks that are doing these packets, we have little goodie bags with, you know, festival swag for them. So,
So yeah. Another reason to do that. So you can paddle your way down a couple hours to the festival, or bike over to the festival as well. We were just chatting, saying there might be some nice fall temperatures on Saturday, so great for bike riding. It starts at noon but goes till around 6 o'clock, so you have a lot of time to get there and enjoy everything that's happening. You also I think Todd Mouton is going to be interviewing people as well. As that's part of the historical stage you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Shane Bernard with the historian for the Tabasco Malcahany Company, and our historian Mina LeBlanc, and some other folks are going to be there.
So several people
doing a panel discussion, talking about the history of the Teche. And then at 4:30, we have it's a big draw of the Pack and Paddle sponsored kayak raffle, and it's a wilderness experience tarpon 1200, and it's a very, very nice boat.
It's a beautiful boat.
Yeah.
Wow, so lots of great reasons to head over there for the second annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival. Do you have people showing up like in feathers?
No, but
this
we
do.
We're hoping, and we're hoping that'll take off as time goes by.
Absolutely.
One of our sponsors, the Little Paintbrush, is a local art studio for children who is providing art materials for kids to come and color feathers and tie them around their waists.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So there's a little kids' corner this
so
year.
So if you can't bring your own feather, there'll be feathers there as well. So the second annual Shake Your Trail Feather, they are encouraging feathers. I don't know if waterfowl are particularly encouraged, those kinds of feathers. I'm sure any kind. And is there a specific Facebook page for the Shake Your Trail Feather Festival? Or?
No, the Shake Your Trail Feather Festival is going to be as an event under our teshproject.org. So you go to that page, and up at the top it says events, and then there's a tab for that. So you can find out all about it with that.
Okay. Well, what are you looking forward to most for this festival this year, Patty?
I really love it. The park itself is such a picturesque little park on the bayou. It's sloping grassy with live oak trees with moss draping off. Obviously, it's the quintessential Louisiana scene. And the bands play on an old circa 1860 bridge. And so that's really cool in itself. And then on top of that, the bands play in the center of the bridge. And on the sides of the bridge, that's where everyone dances. So they're actually literally dancing on the water. And then behind them, there's people in kayaks that are dancing in their kayaks. So it's
who
it's,
wouldn't want to go?
Yeah, it's fun and what beautiful weather. So
and I'm thinking, what amazing photo opportunities as well to take pictures of people on that bridge dancing over the Teche. Wouldn't you love to, I don't know, flash back to 1860 and show people what they're going to do 100 years later? So
this year we also have Dr. Stuart Johnson from the Louisiana State Parks, who will be speaking on behalf of recreation trails in Acadiana. And so we're real lucky to have him come over and talk to us about the values of that. And also Mike Oye from the Metropolitan Planning Organization will be there, because we've partnered with them to build a trailhead starting this summer that will serve both the Bayou Teche Paddle Trail and the Attakapau-Ushak Trail that will be coming out of Lafayette into Breaux Bridge for one of their spurs. And so we're really excited to have them there to talk about what the value of partnerships mean and how we can get users to use both trails.
Right. And just to expand people's understanding of how we can get in the outdoors. You know, I mean, that's something that for a long time in Louisiana, there was hunting, there was fishing, but people weren't as aware of the opportunities for just recreational boating and paddling and biking and walking. And organizations like yours have really made all of us much more aware of the opportunities, and not just making people aware, but making those trails, making them, you know, forging those trails. So I know a lot of people are appreciative, but if those people listening are not aware of what's happening, this would be a great opportunity on Saturday to go and see what's being done on these historic waterways that just haven't been used in the same way for quite a while. So thank you for all your work with that. That is the Shake Your Trail Feather. It's being put on by the Teche Project. My guests, Kristen Kordecki and Patty Holland, are with the Teche Project. The second annual Shake Your Trail Feather. I know you mentioned that Christine Balfo was very instrumental in getting this idea going. And you have a recording that you brought with you. I think we played it last year when you all were here. Christine did this recording.
Dirk Powell and Christine produced it. They have Roddy Romero playing on it, as well as Sonny Landreth. I mean, there's some big heavy hitters that, you know, did it. And then they got a bunch of kids together. And, you know, so it was a collaborative effort. It turned out pretty nice.
Well, a lot of people really believing in the project and in the vision of the Teche Project. So what we're going to hear is the Shake Your Trail Feather theme song. The festival is this weekend, Saturday from noon to 6 in Breaux Bridge. And that park is pretty easy to find if you have to go by car.
Yes.
It's right on the main street.
Basically, you go to the bridge in Breaux Bridge and look up the bayou and you'll see it.
And you'll see everyone there.
The find
dancing,
a place to
music.
Park and come on at Shake Your Trail Feather.
All right. And if they do want to go by kayak, who do they contact?
They can look at the look on the websites for the Lafayette Paddle Club if they just want to meet up with people. They already have their kayaks, or if they want to charter a kayak and a shuttle, the Bayou Teche Experience.
Do you know what time that starts in Breaux Bridge? I mean, in Port Barry?
I think the paddle club's going to meet at 9 o'clock in Breaux Bridge, and I think Corey's stuff with Bayou Teche Experience, and you can go to BayouTecheExperience.com.
So you don't have to drive up to Port Barry, or how's that going to?
They're coordinating together in Breaux Bridge, and then they'll all go north up to Cecilia.
Okay.
It's Poche Bridge, and it's kind of halfway to Cecilia, and it's just a two-hour easy kayak.
All right. So meet in Breaux Bridge around 9 o'clock. You can find out more information. And as far as the Shake Your Trail Feather, you can find out more at the Teche Project website or Facebook page. Well, thank you both for coming by, and again, for all your work on these trails, these waterways, and also this great fun festival this weekend on the 19th. And this is the song Shake Your Trail Feather.
Been going on.